Hello and welcome to this edition of High Vibe Nation. And I'm super enthused and excited to have this amazing guest today. And I can't wait to introduce him. So stay tuned, everybody. Here we go.
The High Vibe Nation is live. Welcome to the High Vibe Nation. The goal is to raise the vibration of every human being on the planet. Your host on this journey is Sherry Gideon. So let's join her now in her current interview with a high-vibing individual.
Well, hello, and welcome to High Vibe Nation. I'm your host, Sherry Gideons, and today we have this amazing special guest. David Sandercott is a best-selling Amazon author that has appeared on ABC and Fox. He has been helping people for over 10 years as a coach in business, spirituality, mindset healing, health, and so much more. David is currently accepting clients that are spiritual entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers that are ready to create their first 10K months and so much more. And I am so looking forward to this topic that we're going to be having today called The Effortless Way to Create All of Your Heart's Desires and Live Your Best Life. And let's welcome to the stage, David Sandercott. Welcome.
Hi, Sherry. Thanks for having me. I loved your intro. I loved your intro and the music and the High Vibe Nation. That was really awesome.
Thank you. Well, and that's what High Vibe Nation is all about. As I was telling you, it's a space for people to remember the power that they are, to live their highest lives, and to share guests like yourself who really help people to tap in, tune in, and turn on that greater power, that greater vibration within themselves. So my first question that I always ask every guest is, what does it mean to be high vibe to you?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. What does it mean to be high vibe? You know, it's such a funny thing, you know, high vibe. You know, I wouldn't use that language, but I get it 100%. And, you know, what it means to me is to live your life consciously, to become the observer of your life, the conscious observer instead of the unconscious reactor. You know, high vibing, it literally is a feeling. I don't know how to express it. It's kind of like how you were saying when you were and you passed over, you had a near-death experience and you were engulfed with so much love. So it's more love, happiness, and joy that I feel, the more bliss I feel, the more I know that I'm high vibing. So, you know, that's what it means to me, is being conscious. And I know how conscious I am, again, by how much happiness, peace, and success I'm having in my life, and how things are happening easy and effortlessly instead of friction and struggle. Does that make sense?
Makes absolute sense, because you're talking my language, because that's exactly how I have set the stage for the movie of my life is I want to be united in joy and love. And as you mentioned, the effortless way, the way with ease and grace, which is possible for all of us. So when I very first heard your subject, I was like, oh, yeah, that's my kind of subject. So I really am super happy to have you here. And I'd love for you to start our, you know, out today sharing with our audience a little bit about your history. Tell us about your life and what led you to where you are right now, sharing how to live with bliss and joy.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to go back one step further than where I usually start. Okay. It started in high school with my wrestling coaches telling me that if you knew how good you were, nobody would beat you. Now, that took me years to really figure out, but that's really what got me thinking about life and success. And after losing the scholarship in wrestling and going on a 4-year drinking binge, I had a good enough friend who was kind enough to look at me in disgust and say, "Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, Dave." And it hit me like a ton of bricks, Sherry, because he was right. I was fat, I was drunk, I was stupid, I had no life skills, and I was going nowhere in life. And so after he said that, I made significant changes in my life. I lost. The only thing I knew how to do in life was to, like, have a six-pack and be ripped. And I knew life was better when I was shredded. You know, that's all I knew. So I lost 33 pounds of fat. I gained 7 pounds of muscle in 14 weeks. I realized that after not being drunk for 4 years, I wasn't stupid. My brain worked. I was actually pretty smart. And so I figured, well, I can figure out this success thing by reading a book or something. There's got to be a book on it. And I was fortunate enough, the first book that I read was the unabridged version of Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich. And after the first reading of that book, what I took away was that I can do anything I wanted to do just so long as I made the decision to do it, I believed in myself, and I meditated. That's what I took away from that book. And so what I thought would be fun to do was to, would be the shortest high fashion model in the world. That was like my first big goal. I'm going to be the shortest high fashion model in the world. Now, I'm 5'3". I had to lie and say I was 5'5" on my comp card. You know, so you're in trouble when you're doing that, you know, and you're a guy. Uh-huh. Oh, man. And so anyways, I just went for it. Like, I was so young, and it was just like, it was so effortless because I just believed what the book told me. And I believed in myself, and I just went after it. Now, the effortless way doesn't mean the actionless way, right? There were lots of actions I had to take. I jumped into it, but I think the most important thing I did to accomplish that goal, so I said I wanted to be the shortest high fashion model, right? So in less than 3 years, I ended up in Vogue magazine alongside supermodel Kate Dillon. Wow. I ended my career making $9,000 a day, you know, to model. So that was, you know, I did it. And it was like, well, how did I do it? And, you know, I didn't do it because I did something. I did it because I became someone. And I did that through meditation and visualization. I mean, and how I thought and how I felt. But every day, so when I moved to Los Angeles, I made the decision, you know, I was going to meditate every day for 1 hour, you know, a half hour or more in the morning and a half hour or more at night. And I did that every day that year without fail. And I, every time after I meditate, I visualize. I had my specific visualizations, but people sometimes get too caught up in the visualization. It's so much more of a feeling. It was like the feeling of being the world's shortest high fashion model. It was like a feeling of like walking the catwalk, which I never actually got to run any, like walk any high end runways. I did some shows, but it was just the posture that I held, the feeling that I held, the belief that I had of the picture in my head. It's exactly like you said at the beginning of the show. I wrote the script of the movie of my life, and these were the experiences I wanted to have, and these were the parts that I wanted to play, and I just acted as if. You're with me?
I love it. And you know what? I can relate on so many levels to everything you're saying, because it kind of goes back to my, you know, I came up in the pro bodybuilding world, and when I'd get ready for a show for 12 weeks, I would literally visualize myself on that stage, holding that trophy, being the winner. I could see a smile on my face as big as a Cheshire cat. I mean, and you know what's so amazing too, is even the picture I would hold for that many weeks in my head. Do you know that when the fitness magazines took pictures at the event, that the picture I saw in my head was the picture that would show up in magazines and pictures that, you know, they had taken? And it's so powerful. It's so true what you're saying. And what even is greater is the idea of how many people awaken to this truth, this awareness with Think and Grow Rich, Napoleon Hill's Think and Grow Rich.
Millions, maybe, you know, I mean, it's the best book ever for, you know, it's the only book you need really for that stuff.
Yeah. It's amazing how many stories I hear about that. And, but here's the thing that I also realize from my own coaching clients is that people get so caught up in having their limiting beliefs, having more power over them, or the, what I like to call the illusions of life, have more power over them than almost like what you and I know. It's creating the intention, the willingness and the desire, and then taking baby steps and catching yourself when you're not in that space of feeling that feeling as if it's already so.
Yeah. I mean, it's, I think part of it was because I was so young and so open and such to absorb that. But that being said, I've seen it, you know, time and time again with my clients. There's a certain formula, and it's like it works 100% of the time with 100% of the people if they're willing to do the work. And that's all there is to it. And so much of it, you know, he asked me, what does it mean to be a high vibe person? Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's the key. Like, you can't just do it with mentalness. I don't know. I'll explain that if you need me to.
Yeah. Explain it so our viewers will know, people who are just now opening up to this conversation you and I are having.
It's like let me explain it all and let me go back, because it's hard to explain mentalness, but because I, you know, it's a non-linear thing that takes over. It's like you said you had a near-death experience and you felt that love. Right. And it's like, what I always do is when I teach my meditation and I teach my classes, you know, all I'm doing is sending love. And I'm telling them that I'm brainwashing you. I want you to know that. And I'm brainwashing you with love. I'm literally whitewashing your neurotransmitters in your brain with love, because you need power. You know, power and love, I often use synonymously, you know.
Yeah.
You need real power to make a change. You need to raise your vibration.
Yeah.
And the way, you know, love is the answer to all your problems, right? It will positively influence or solve all your problems. So whatever your problem is, love is the answer. So what I mean by mentalness isn't enough. I mean, you need that love. You need to get into an aura of a higher energy. That's why hiring a coach, being a part of a spiritual group, like AA is a perfect example. No, people can't. They're hopeless alcoholics. Science is hopeless. They cannot help an alcoholic, but AA can. Why is that? Because it has such a high vibration of unconditional love. You know, the guy can go out and rob a grocery store and hit a lady with his car, and they'll say, well, glad you're back in the meeting, Bob. It's where you need to be today. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I can relate on a lot of levels to that as well, because, you know, I was a drug addict. And it was having this process of following steps that gave me, you know, the strength sometimes to move forward, to take another step, to move forward in the moment through the day. And yes, like you said, love is that feeling that if we could just, we can create it just from our imagination or tapping in. Like I had this experience every summer, we would go to Zephyr Cove in Tahoe. And if I'm feeling in a depressed state, or maybe I just, you know, my vibe doesn't feel right, I can go back to that moment when I was a kid going every summer to Zephyr Cove, and I can visualize the joy. I can visualize the happiness and the love and the fun I felt from that experience. And then right now in this moment, I'm feeling it again.
Awesome. And that's right. And so you mentioned earlier about how your clients, you know, they buy into the illusions of the world.
Yes.
So I would say is they're using their imagination in the wrong way.
Right.
Right. And it's absolutely right about what you just said. It's like you can think about whatever it is that you want to think about. So think about things that you want to think about and have them queued up. Right. So this is the mental attitude. This is the mentalness. Mm-hmm. So it's like every time you catch yourself in that negative loop, right? I'm sure you've had clients that come to you. It's like my thoughts, God, and it goes in this negative loop. And it's like that's a process, right? It doesn't just happen like that. But you start catching it and you just start putting your attention and energy where you want to put it. Mm-hmm. You begin to take conscious control of your mind, you know, through your thought, and then use your imagination to imagine whatever it is that you know, I like words. I like health, wealth, and success. You ever see me out running? You know, I do hill running a lot, and it's
right.
Like going health, wealth, success.
Yes.
It's something I do every day, and it just, I cannot express to you the change, the positiveness in it. It's just I'm literally consciously programming my subconscious mind, you know. I know it's getting in there. And so that's the mental, right? Because we have all these little circuitry in there. And like, so every time you think that negative thought, every time you buy into that illusion, you're simply strengthening that in your mind. So you have to break that cycle. I might be going off right now.
No, so I love it. I love it. Why don't you break down the formula of how people can break that cycle in steps? So people who are just now starting to realize, hey, wait a minute, I'm creating my own reality, they can use this formula you're sharing.
Right. Let's go into the effortless way, the mechanisms of the
effortless. Yeah, let's do it.
That would be great, because that's absolutely right. So the first is, a powerful energy vortex. And we can just call this the vision, but it's really important to get into a powerful energy vortex, right? Mm-hmm. To be around powerful people that are leading their lives. You know, what's the most valuable commodity on the planet? I say leadership. And that should be so apparent right now in our world, right? That leadership is so needed. And what is a leader? A leader is simply someone that knows where they're going. They can make decisions for themselves and they know where they're going. So we have to create a powerful energy vortex. And the way that we do this is by creating a vision of ourselves and of what we want to create. So the vision is not only of, you know, maybe the new car or the job or whatever that might be. It's also your self-image. What's most important is how you see yourself, because you're never going to outperform your self-image. You have to, if you want a different circumstance in your life, if you want something different, you have to become someone different. So first we have to have the vision. First we have to know what we want. And then we have to create a powerful energy vortex around that. We want to create momentum. So it's like I told you how I'm like health, wealth, success, and something. It's like I'm creating energy momentum, you know, momentum towards reaching my goals, because ultimately it's what we hold in mind that tends to manifest. And you were talking about bodybuilding.
Yeah.
And so one of my favorite books that was life-changing for me was Lance Armstrong, It's Not About the Bike. Now, the first 30 pages of this book were boring. You have to get through them. But the book was so powerful because it was like the guy is laying there with stage 4 cancer. The doctors are telling him gonna die. And all he's doing every single day is visualizing and mentally racing and winning the Tour de France in his head. He had to heal because that had to happen, that Tour de France. It was so much in his head. Your subconscious mind, it doesn't know. It just has to do the programming. It doesn't matter if it's true or not. It's like a computer. It's the hardware and whatever software, whatever programming you feed it, it has to play. So we create that powerful energy vortex by creating a really clear vision, a vision of what we want to create and a vision of ourselves as if we've already created it, and get around other powerful people with lots of energy to help us raise our vibe. So that's the first pillar. You with me?
Yes.
All right. Awesome. Two is I like to call the house of change, which is really about making the decision. You know, whatever you're experiencing in your life right now, you have decided to do that. Or maybe more aptly put would be you decided not to make any decision at all. So you have to live with whatever you're sort of stuck with. But this was the thing I took out of, you know, I said think and grow rich the first time, the decidere, the root of the word, Latin word, and I'm not sure if that's how you pronounce it, but it means to cut off from, to leave yourself no other option. So if you decide to make 10K a month, you have to do that if you've truly made the decision. So the house of change is sort of like, you're going to have to let go of things that aren't working, and you're going to have to let go most likely of things that are working for things that can work better. You have to, you know, bodybuilding is such a great thing. I love athletes. It's like, you know, a bodybuilder, one of the hardest things to do sometimes for a bodybuilder is get them to change their workout routine. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what you need to do when you need new growth. You know, I had to do that over and over and over again, especially with building muscle. You know, building muscle is an art form.
Yeah, it is.
And it's a science, right? I mean, it's
right.
But it was like I had to be willing to let go of what worked really, really well for me to get me to that point for this thing that could work better to get me to that next point. And that's what the house of change is all about. Being willing to change and making the decisions to change and making the decision that you're going to accomplish your goal no matter what. Make sense?
No, I was just going to say, you are right on, because that is literally what I built the muscle in the last 24 years of my life, even to the point where you described Lance Armstrong. When I had my second near-death experience and I was told I was going to die without a heart transplant, I literally saw in my head every single day this powerful woman. I could see my heart, every artery, every vein, every vessel, every cell dancing in the joy of perfection. And I would visualize that every single day. And then every day I would act as if I was 100% healed. And even to the point where when people would want to have a conversation with me about, are you planning your will? You know, who's going to take care of your babies? And I never let people, you know, go into that conversation. I'd always shift the conversation. I'd say, well, how about we talk about how I'm going to win, how I'm going to outweigh the odds?
Yeah.
You know? And I'd create, like you're doing here, that playful spirit of, you know, I'm going to win full out. And even to the point that my cardiologist, you know what he said? He's like, this is airy fairy thinking. And I said, I'm going to show you what's possible. And I did. And I used to go into his office and I'd go, I'm going to show you what I can do, you know, shimmy, shimmy in and all this. By the end of the term, one day he calls me and he says, you're the most amazing person I've ever met. He says, you have gone from 37% heart function to 100%. And he says, and you taught me something new about acting as if, and visualization, and here I'm hearing you. I mean, and the delivery with which you're giving it has got me jazzed and like, woo, yeah.
Yeah, you got me going too. I love hearing that you influenced that doctor like that. I remember in like the 2000s, like Googling, or I don't remember looking, does positive thinking make a positive impact in your life? And it was like, no, there is no scientific proof that positive thinking does anything. And it's like, what are you talking about? Like, I mean, I couldn't believe I saw that, but I love that. Thank you for sharing that with me.
What I really love even more is I love the language that you're using. So you're bridging the gap between science and spirituality. You're integrating in the neural pathways of the brain. You're helping people to identify with how, when you start to create these habits and these systems, what happens is you're building new neural pathways. And even, you know, where science is now coming into play and they're saying that the heart vibrates at 4,000 neurites more powerful than the human brain. So if we can develop resiliency and coherence in the heart region and we're vibrating 60 times more powerful than the human brain, then what's happening is you're putting that what you desire and that resiliency out to the quantum field, and the quantum field's now doing the work with, like you said, effortlessly, the effortless way.
The effortless way, the effortless way. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh man, I'll tell you what, the effortless way, you know, the four agreements, whatever it is, there's always something that I lose. I always lose one of the pillars, and I apologize. I'm losing it right now because I stopped.
Oh no! Did I get too high vibe on you?
Yeah, you got me so high vibe, you got me out of it. You got me a little buzz. But the vision, the decision. Oh, and the reprogramming of the higher mind. Yes. So kind of the reprogramming of the higher mind, your subconscious mind, the unconscious part of your mind that's controlling your life, possibly sabotaging your life. You know, if you're not getting the results you want in your life, it's because it's unconscious. There's something you're getting in your own way. Mm-hmm. And so we really have to, again, reprogram that. And it's almost like different than the conscious mind. Okay. It's like you, how I brought up the axons and dendrites and the neurons, and there's a little synapses that you can see. And like, you know, you can see it. Once you see it, it just, oh, I got it. It's like when you think this, it triggers and that builds. So think something else. Now, when I'm talking about influencing your deeper mind, it's a little different, okay? It's like I do this special meditation. I almost like, you know, make your head transparent so I can like put things in there, you know. But it's like when I say the health, wealth, and success, I don't know how to tell you how to do it, but it's I'm reprogramming my mind. There's so much faith in it that it's working I don't know how to explain it, but you have to find a way to use auto-suggestion, affirmations. I call them power programs, and reprogram your mind, reprogram your subconscious mind. And to do this, you have to like Tony Robbins is like, he's like, it's almost, you could like make fun of him if you weren't into the thing, because he's just so high energy and so, but it's like that, you got to get into that energy, you know, that love. The love is always available to you. It's never not there. The love, there is always love and peace available to you, an infinite supply of it. And if you're not experiencing it, it's because you're denying it or you're ignoring it. And I'm not saying that sometimes people will like, whoa, whoa. No, it's not to like feel guilty because you're not feeling it. It's normal. You have to work at it, but it's always there. That high vibe that you need is always there. It's always available to you. And so the key is to learn to plug into it, right? So we reprogram the higher mind by getting the words, it's like that energy, you know? But then it's also through the stillness and the silence of sitting and meditating. It's like, so I haven't brought, you know, I'm going to use God. I don't know. Sometimes people get.
Yeah, I mean, I use God all the time. Yeah. I'll go into all the languages, but yeah. God is.
Well, the language of God is silence. And so it's in sitting in the silence is equally as powerful as the, you know, the high energy or this. And I use athletes a lot because athletics changed my life so much, is that if you, you know, watch Mike Tyson in his greatest hits fights, or watch a Muay Thai fighter right before they're about to fight, it looks like they could take a nap. There was a Mike Tyson fight where a guy threw like a 15 punch combo at him. It didn't even look like Mike Tyson moved. And then Mike Tyson went boom, boom. And the guy was out cold. Now, I mean, that is relaxation. So I'm taking to the opposite end of the, the reality is the most successful people in the world are very level. It's not, you know, they're always at a high energy level. That's calm, cool, and collective often. And the key is that is relaxation, right? Because when you're relaxed, you can do everything better. Is that true? Like when you got up on stage, you practiced so many times, you saw it in your head so many times, you were sure there might've been some nerves, but for the most part, once you got going, you were relaxed and confident, right?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. And just like a story like you're telling, I remember in 2000, Steve Chandler was interviewing Arnold Schwarzenegger, and basically he says, He says, how have you been able to create this life? He says, you know, first couple Conan movies were a couple of flops, and, you know, you got this terrible Austrian accent. And Arnold says, ha, 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 ha. He says, you know how I did it? He says, you create a picture. And he says, you live in the picture as if it's already happened. He says, everything I've ever done in my life, I said, I'm going to become the number one box office hit in Hollywood. And I became the number one box office hit in Hollywood. But he said he did that from even to the point where he was brought over here by, I remember when Ben Weider and Joe Weider and George Snyder and all of them went and picked up Arnold at the airport. And he said he literally knew that he was going to be brought over here to the United States. And it's everything that you're saying.
Absolutely. Arnold Schwarzenegger was a huge influence. I read that whole original encyclopedia of this.
Did you?
Yeah, cover to cover, you know.
Yeah.
He was a huge influence on me.
Yeah.
Awesome. So the next pillar, the fourth pillar, is the raise your energy formula, right? How to create a high vibe, how to create a momentum. And it's kind of more of the things that I talked about, but I'll share a story with you real quick since we're talking about. So Muscle Media, I don't know if you remember Muscle
Media. I was in Muscle Media.
Well, that was one of the goals I did not accomplish with Muscle Media.
Yep, I was in Muscle Media.
Good for you. That's awesome. But Bill Phillips, I was in my early 20s. It was shortly after my friend said short, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. And I was trying to figure out how to make my way in the world. And Bill Phillips had an article about how to build self-confidence. And it was basically identify the five kind of priorities or important things that you need to do every day in your life. I call them your five habits of success. But what are the five things that you need to do? And just write them down every day on a piece of paper, on a planner or whatever, and draw a line through them. And you cannot underestimate the importance of drawing the line through it. I just want to estimate that or you know, highlight that. And so, and it's in the building the momentum. It's like doing these five things every day. So I always encourage people to meditate and journal, to exercise, and to learn something new. And, you know, when I talk with my clients, we discuss what they are, but those are top three that I really encourage everyone to do. And it's in momentum. Success comes with consistency. Like when you're in that 12-week bodybuilding prep stage, you wouldn't even think about eating a chip because like that whole chip could screw off, you know, it could mess the whole program up, right? Yeah. So it's like, but just think of that consistent day after day after day after day. But that's what it takes to be successful in life is the consistency. It's those small habits that you do every day that build up to the grand finale or the big thing or whatever it is. But, you know, millions are made through nickels and dimes. The 1,000-mile journey begins with a single step.
One product.
That's right. And so it's just really identifying the things that you need to do every day to be your most happiest, healthy, and successful version of yourself you can be, and doing them and crossing them off. And anything you track and measure. So anything that's important to you in life, you have to track and measure. Arnold Schwarzenegger wrote down every workout he had and every meal he ate, right? When he went through all those Mr.
Take Olympics. A look at this. Can you see all this?
Yeah.
You said track and measure.
You got to track and measure. And like that might not be the energy, raise your energy formula that you're thinking of. You might think of like, you know, more of like some woo-woo thing, but it's not. It's doing what needs to be done, whether you feel like doing it or not, and getting it done, and you build that momentum. And in that is your affirmations, your auto-suggestions, your programming, your meditation, your journaling, your learning, your, you know, putting money into your financial freedom fund every day or you know, tracking your expenses. It's, you know, it's a holistic approach to your life because you need to have your relationships in order, your money, your financial house in order, your physical health in order, et cetera, et cetera. That makes sense?
Yeah.
Raise your energy formula? All right. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can remember what the fifth pillar is. You think I would know these, but it's just because I don't.
I love it, though. You know, and that's what the show is about, lighthearted, being yourself, daring to be yourself.
Daring to be yourself. That's right. Well, I have these mechanisms, and it's not like I'm, like, making it up. It's just that I don't prepare. I want it to come from me naturally because that's really the way that it is. And now that I'm stopping myself, I'm having trouble coming up with it. Oh, surrender to the divine. So this is the most, so success is often counterintuitive. And this, you know, like bodybuilding, okay? It's like people don't realize how much I ate. People are like, oh, the diet. I used to weigh, well, when I was building muscle, I went from 133 pounds to like 154 pounds.
Yeah.
I was eating like 4,500 calories a day, you know? It was like I was eating. And even when I was dieting, I was eating seven times a day, you know?
Same here.
Yeah, right? That's what you got. You don't think that. And you think cardio or something. Nobody realizes the power of lifting weights or whatever you think, you know. So you're going to, like, get really clear on your vision. Create this powerful energy vortex. You're going to make all these changes. Make the decision. You're going to reprogram your mind. Create a new self-image. You're gonna create the high energy formula, right? The high energy formula blueprint. You're gonna do all these things to get to this goal, and then at the end, I'm gonna ask you, okay, just let go of it. Just give it a surrender. Just completely give it to God. Let go of any wantingness. Let go of any neediness of it. and literally give it to God. You can even forget about it if you want, yeah, but just feeling the feelings of it. And it's really, you're not in control. The how is not up to you. Whatever the goal is, it should always end with or something better, right? Because it's really that or something better.
Yep.
And then there's a specific technique that I teach and things that, so after 18 years, I think I would say, of personal development, meditation, seminars, courses, depression, all that, what really brought it all together to me is that, you know, there's nothing you need to do, nothing you need to fix, nowhere you need to go. There's only feelings to feel. And so it's like when you have a big goal, like you want to create your first 10K month, and I might ask a client or someone for a second, like, how would that feel to you? And they'd be like, oh, that'd be awesome. That'd be great. But really, would it? Or is there somewhere inside of you that's completely insecure or doubt that you can do that? Or is there like this feeling in your stomach or in your chest? Because you're not totally at peace, right? So going back to the relaxation and peace, right? Because if you hit your goal, you'd ultimately be at peace, right? I mean, I think so, especially.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's not really excitement. Excitement's a lot like nervousness. I mean, there's energy there. There's an excitement there, but it's really a peace, a sense of peace. Yeah. So you can really just scan your body, and if you're feeling something that's not at peace in your body when you speak your goal, when you think about your goal, now you have to be really honest with yourself. And when you feel that feeling, you have to keep feeling it.
I love it.
You have to keep feeling it till it goes away, because it's that feeling that's going to block you from your goal. And it's not what's behind the feeling. It's not figuring out why the feeling's there. It's not figuring out that you had some trauma when you were 7. None of that matters. It's just feel the feeling and it will go away. It's like a kerosene lamp. Like if you're feeling the feeling, you're burning the fuel, but you don't know how much fuel is in there. So you just got to keep burning it, burning the wick by feeling it, And this isn't something that I made up on my own. It's something I gathered from Dr. Hawkins, Letting Go, the Pathway to Surrender, the Sedona Method. And my coach and mentor, a person named Christian Michelson, who teaches something called Instant Miracle and the Peace Process. I've made it my own, but he really taught me this. I give him credit for that, because it really brought everything I've learned together. And it's really the key to the effortless way, is being at peace with the way everything is. Being at peace whether you reach your goal or not. And I mean, I could say a little bit more about that, but does that make sense?
Yeah, no, I can relate with it a lot, because even like for me, one of the ways that I do that, when I really get in touch with that is for me, it's just simply aligning. It's aligning with that feeling, knowing there's no separation from me and this infinite intelligence that's everywhere present. I'm it. I'm the stuff of it. So I have the same powers as it. So the clearer I get about the feeling of what it feels like from that place, what happens is when you say surrender, I just surrender releasing it, knowing that there's infinite channels, avenues, and opportunities for that to be revealed. Sometimes it's beyond whatever I could rationalize, scrutinize, or analyze. And the how can be delivered in a way that you're like, whoa, I would have never even considered that or thought that. But I'll tell you one of the things that I've really come to understand at this place in my life, and what that is that when I simply completely surrender, what happens is I'm out of the way and I'm allowing the spirit to pour through me everything that's in my vortex. All the things that I may have thought even that I wanted when I was a little girl, or, you know, that's the beautiful part about the seed. If the seed's been planted, it can show up someday, sometime, somewhere, because it's all in your vortex.
Your powerful energy vortex. That's right. You know, what really gave me the confidence and certainty that I was ready to coach was, I mentioned in the beginning of this how I was in direct sales doing these high-end sort of personal development sales. And It was so, the training in it is what was so valuable, and all the goals I made and everything. And when I went back 10 years later and looked at them all, I had them. That I didn't have the 100-foot yacht, okay? But I didn't really want that anyways, you know? Yeah. But I had everything else. I was doing and living the life exactly the way that I wanted. I'd been self-employed for 10 years. I no longer had to work on holidays and weekends, and I could get up at 5 in the morning. And, you know, I bartended for a long time, acting and bartending, you know. And so anyways, it's just sometimes things take longer than you think they do to manifest and to come into fruition. But the realization is that you can never fail if you don't give up. Reaching your goal is a certainty if you keep taking action towards your goal and never give up. And time is the only variable we don't know. Time doesn't exist anyways. Yep. So it doesn't matter, you know. Yep. It doesn't matter.
I say that all the time. I mean, that's one of the things that has been my deepest desire, is to grow and build that muscle of living and being only in the present, knowing that the past is merely our memory and the future is using our imagination. But when we're living in the present and we're just absolutely moving through, like you said, through the moments of moments, building momentum in today, based on the feelings we want to be from. And, you know, then these little things that show up that may, and I always say what's showing up is showing you, revealing to you what's on your belief window. And so if it shows up, you look at it as the observer without attachment and you bless it. You thank it. You say, well, gosh, thank you for revealing yourself to me. But here's what I really want. What I really want, and as I go in, what I really want is to be in a conversation right now with someone like you. Woo! Is that high vibe? Mm-hmm. And boy, as I'm saying it, and I'm, like you said, going crazy with the wow. Mm-hmm. What's happening is I can feel the vibration saying yes within me. Yes, yes, that's who you are. I go deeper. What I really want is to be traveling all over the world, end up at a gas station, end up in a travel location, anywhere that I can speak the conversation that you and I are speaking about in the moment. Today, I went to a car wash, and at the car wash, I was paying my money, and the guy started talking to me for a second, and all of a sudden, I started talking to him about the conversation you and I are having right now. And you know what he said to me? He says, thank you. Oh my God. He goes, I've never heard this kind of stuff before. He says, thank you for saying these things to me. I get it. I get it. And guess what? When I drove out of there, I felt this energy rush through me because what am I doing? I'm giving freely without expecting, knowing that I'm putting out that vibe and I'm pulling back what I am.
Oh yeah. You just brought up one of the most important points. So you know, my initial teachings are yoga, not yoga like headstands, but, you know, so there's the two real basic principles, you know, of everything that causes suffering in life. It, you know, all your suffering is caused from not knowing what you are, who you are, mm-hmm. and from attachments to results.
Yeah.
So that what that means is that so many people go through life doing things expecting to get a certain result. And then if they don't give that result, they get sad or depressed. And exactly what you just said is the key to happiness is giving and giving and giving and giving without any expectation of a return, you know? And that, I mean, you want to talk about high vibe, you know, get that. That's one of the key ways. And then, You brought up earlier that you were the same stuff that the universe is made out of. And that's absolutely right. And you're the stuff that made the universe. So if you can make the universe, you could make a 10K month, I promise you, you know, or get your first client or, you know, a 5K or 8K or whatever it is. You know, I just put that number on there because, you know, it was a big milestone for me to hit, you know.
Yeah.
It made a big difference for me.
I want to tell you this story. So when I first moved here from LA, you know, I was working in LA for one of the biggest dealerships in the world. And I did all their business development and I was with celebrities on a regular basis. It was so fun. I come out here and I'm like, don't know nobody. And so out of the blue, I see this ad in 2014 for Uber. And I thought to myself, what's Uber? Well, it ends up that I'm one of the first three women, the first 100 drivers in the entire state. And I said, I want to make over $10,000 a month. I want it quick and fast. I'm making 12 grand a month working 20 hours a week driving for Uber.
Oh my gosh.
Because I was one of the first 100 drivers. And then I ended up becoming known as the motivational speaker in the car. And Uber picked me up to be head of their women. It was Uber-driven women, by 2021. And so wow. I was speaking for Uber. But see, that's what we're talking about.
Way to listen and follow, That is awesome. I love it. Amazing. Who would have even thought that,
Mm-mm. No, but the more I love everything you've been saying, because the more that we get clear and specific and the more that we be in today from that place, that momentum, that energy builds. It goes back to like the 17-second rule. Remember, every 17 seconds, energy compiles. And so if you're feeling upon feeling upon feeling by 68 seconds, basically you're shooting out rockets of energy into the quantum field and things are manifesting like that, that you either want or you don't want.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love it. I love it. I really love what you're saying, Sherry. You're inspiring me.
This is inspiring. Likewise.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's sort of the five pillars of the effortless way. And you've said so many things that didn't include because there's so much in it, but you were talking about the present moment. And I just want to reiterate, yeah, that's part of the high energy formula. That's part of it all. If you're depressed, you're living in the past. If you have anxiety, you're living in the future. But if you have peace, you're living in the present moment, because that's all that there is. And I agree with you 100%. And that's part of the work, is keeping ourselves present. And it's like with those five things and crossing it out, it's, integrity. You might not think about integrity as like a high vibe, but it's like, if you say that you're going to walk to the door and take out a bag of trash, and you take out the bag of trash and you come back and put the garbage bag in the can, and you did, that's actually cause for celebration. You just won. If you just did that without deviating from the plan and getting the job done in a fast and effective manner, that you won. So that's like if people are low or like depressed, like I was, I was living in hell. When I say I was been to hell, I am not, like, it's not an expression.
Right.
I was in hell and God pulled me out.
Been there. I know. Yeah.
And it was like, it was a much just to like clean the dishes. That was a win, in the beginning,
mm-hmm.
Just get out of bed, just, go, just anything just about was a win. And so it's just important to celebrate your wins. That's just one thing that I wanted to make, was a lot of people don't celebrate their wins, and to consciously, when something good happens, celebrate. And if you were integrity with an intention and you did it, celebrate.
Yeah. I really love that you brought up the subject of meditation earlier, because there was a point in my life where I would have said I could never meditate. But when I was getting my practitioner's licensing, meditation was a requirement in the program.
Oh, good.
And so I kept setting the intention, like you're talking about, to getting still, getting silent. And part of it was that I didn't really know that I wasn't supposed to think anything. I kept thinking that I was supposed to be thinking about what I wanted, when in reality, I was just to be no thought. And so when I realized that I wasn't supposed to be thinking about anything, I was just to be getting still. One day I had this breakthrough, not to mention I was learning how to breathe, where, when you inhale, you put your tongue up to the top of your mouth. When you exhale, you blow out. But the point of it is that eventually when I learned how to meditate, then I started channeling. Like, literally, I would begin to hear this download of conversation, this download of ideas. And you talk about journals filling up with the High Vibe Nation came through a channel. 7 years ago, it sat on hold until last year. Last year in December, I was meditating, and in the meditation, I was told that it was time to bring the High Vibe Nation out into the world. And I did. And so what I would really love for you to do is share your process a little bit for those people who, you know, they're struggling with meditation and maybe you have a way to do it that might help them.
Yeah. I don't think I can go into an actual guided meditation right now, but I'll tell you, I'm just going to make it really simple for you because so many things out there are called meditation and you know, they're not meditation. Like, you know, there's chair yoga and goat yoga and drink a beer yoga. It's not really yoga. They're just using it as a marketing thing, right?
Yeah.
So there's just a couple things for meditation. One is you don't want to lay down. I know that upsets people. Some people say, oh, you can, but you know, this channel, this spine, this Sushumna, this is your antenna. It's like, so if you think like a radio, when the radio antenna is down, you don't get as good a signal. So it's the same thing. You want to sit up straight. Now you can sit any way you want to that you're comfortable. You know, I sit cross-legged. Some people can do lotus and full lotus. You can put your feet on the ground. You can put your feet and heels together if that's comfortable for you. The key is to be comfortable and have your back straight up. And you just want to have a single point of focus. And your third eye is the most, you know, it's what's taught. It's what Krishna taught. Jesus talks about that when thy eye is single, they will see the light. I mean, this is it. That's it. You know, that's the place. Okay. And you can slightly lift your eyes up in the back of your head if that becomes uncomfortable, don't do it. But if it's comfortable, you do it. You just keep bringing your attention there. So you can't stop mental effort with mental effort, right? You can't stop thinking with thinking. So a lot of people, you know, you go on YouTube and they'll be like, okay, clear your mind. Okay, you can't clear your mind. That's not how it works. But when you find your mind wandering, you just bring your attention back to your third eye. Third eye, it's just your homing beacon. You just keep bringing it up. You don't try and stop thought. You just keep bringing your attention back to the point between your eyebrows. And then if you want to try something, you can follow your thoughts back to the source from which they came. Just follow the thoughts back from their source. But just keep your attention here and just keep doing that. Just keep bringing it back 1,000 times, 2,000 times. And eventually it'll get to the point where you just close your eyes and you're gone. It's like you're connected. You're plugged in right away. And to practice. You know, I started with 5 minutes a day 20-some years ago. I don't know. It took me 12 years to become a teacher in the organization. You had to sit 2 hours a day for 2 years.
Wow.
That took me over 12 years to get to that point. But and nobody needs to sit 2 to 4 hours a day or anything, but I do. It's and people don't, this is the one thing I'll say, everybody say, well, I don't have time. Once you learn to put spirit first in your life and you make that the priority, everything else in your life will work for you. You will have the time. I promise you. You put God first, spirit first, the divine first. You make that the first priority in your life and everything will work for you. And that's why I sit first thing in the morning. And that's why I recommend people do it as well.
I love that. I do. I call it my morning non-negotiables. And you talked about synapses earlier. So I do my 60-second smile because you know what happens is when you smile. Yeah. And so I'll do this 60-second smile and then I'll start to say, you're amazing. You're fantastic. You're incredible. You know, and then I'll start talking to my body parts. And then I sit and I journal and I literally write all that, but I write it from, I'm so happy and grateful now that. So I write from, and as I'm writing, I'm feeling the feelings from that place that it's already so. And then I do what you're talking about. I meditate and, you know, I give that time and the ideas and the conversations I have with spirit are just incredible. My kids sometimes will say to me, who are you talking to? you know, and I just say, I'm talking to God.
Yeah.
You know,
that's right.
So I appreciate what you're sharing. So how can people get your book? Tell them a little bit about your book. And how they can get it.
Yeah. Oh, so 21-day meditation journey. Sure, I'm so untech and so unknow my websites and all of those things, but I think I know it. I know for sure if you go to davidsandercott.com, you can get my book. And if you go to, I think, Meditate with David, you can also get the book. But I wrote the book, 21-day meditation journey, Connect with Spirit Every Day in a New Way. because in the late 90s and early 2000s, when I was meditating an hour a day and it was new to me, I didn't even really talk about it that much. Mm-hmm. You know, it was like almost like, you know, but people would say, oh, I'm reading a book on meditating. And that just made no sense to me whatsoever. I just didn't get it. Now here I am writing a book on meditation, but I wrote it and I included 21 guided meditations in it because I really want people to start meditating, not just read about meditating. So that's why I wrote the book. And I also wrote the book to share my story about how so many wonderful and miraculous things happened to me in life just because I started meditating. Yeah. And then the meditations are there to give you so sort of like it would be like my thesis kind of to ending studying with a master for 12 years and so I just put a bunch of different subjects in there that might inspire people just touch on them and you can look further into them if you're looking for maybe one of the particular pathways speaks to you more than the others.
I love that, and you have a gift for our audience that I have going across the screen, but also speak about it for my podcast.
Yeah. So the Profits from Passion Playbook. I told you I was fat, drunk, and stupid. I had no edge. I got kicked out of community college. Okay. Wow. Hard to do.
That's hard to do.
Yeah. For academics, I got kicked out even now at 45, I have no real skills other than I've developed myself in such a way, I guess. But the point that I'm trying to make, if I can do it, I know you can do it. And the thing that I'm talking about doing is getting out of the corporate world, getting out of the world of employment. If you're happy with your job, fine. But if you're not, find a way, you know, how to get to a high vibe really is to do what you love in life, is to do what inspires you, to do what is in your heart and in the back of your mind that you know you're supposed to be doing, yet you let fear, self-doubt, or excuses of responsibility stop you from doing it. And so it's really, really to encourage and inspire people, at least that's my passion, to, you know, to take that leap of faith and do that thing that you know in your heart that you're meant to do. That's what I want for you more than anything, you know, is to get out of the, you know, I've always been a big fan of getting out of the work life, that 9-to-5, work for yourself, find a way to make a living doing what you really enjoy.
That's awesome. And so they can find that at profitsfrompassion.com.
Right, profitsfrompassion.com, and it's really, you know, it's eliminating the 10 disruptive habits so you can break free from your 9-to-5. You know, it's no matter how successful you were as an employee, there's generally a learning curve to becoming it's a different mindset way of thinking, working for yourself or having a business.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for being a guest today on the High Vibe Nation. Is there anything last words that you want to share with our audience?
Yeah, well, I'd love to everybody know I'm actually going to be doing a day-long virtual event called Prosper, where I'll be going in-depth on the effortless way. I'll be teaching it. It's specifically designed for spiritual entrepreneurs, healers, and coaches that want to earn their first 10K month to really program the prosperity consciousness into you.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much. I want to thank all of my audience members, as usual, for your support. I want to thank you for sharing and liking this video. And also, I want to thank you weekly for being here on High Vibe Nation. You can find me at thehighvibenation.com. You can find me on Instagram at thehighvibenation. And of course, on Facebook at thehighvibenation. And as always, create an amazing rest of the week, and we'll see you next week. Bye now.
From everybody here at the High Vibe Nation, we want to say thank you for choosing to raise your vibration. And of course, please like, share, and subscribe. If you need to find us on the web, check us out at www.thehighvibenation.com. Looking forward to seeing you on the next episode, and